The crazy part about high school baseball early on in the season is that anything can happen. And a 13-3 park victory over the Hastings Raiders baseball team was not what the blue and gold were expecting. But early season baseball also gives you an opportunity to jump right back onto the field and right the ship. The Raiders have that opportunity traveling to North St. Paul live on KDWA Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. against the Polars. And head coach Ryan Stoffel of the Raiders knows that the park game wasn't exactly what they were expecting Friday.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you flush that one down the toilet. I mean, these kids have been around the game long enough to know what we need to improve on and whatnot. No disrespect to park at all, but, you know, we beat ourselves, right? We go up in the fourth with a, you know, Al Henderson two-run homer. We follow that up with 11 unearned runs. The stat line on the pitching throughout the six innings, because they 10 run does, 10 walks and 4 hit by pitches. That's not a recipe for winning any baseball game. I don't care who you're playing against. But we sat down and talked to the pitching staff yesterday and let them know like what we're looking for. And they know. The great thing about baseball is that these kids know what they need to improve on. They can't hit the ball. They can't throw strikes. I mean, you know, it's not something that you got to break down a play like you do in football or a power play in hockey because they're in the wrong spot. But baseball is pretty blatantly honest, you know, right out in the public, right? Everybody knows who may need to improve or what needs to improve. But, you know, otherwise, it is what it is. It's game one. And like you said, I mean, you know, I tell the kids, you know, nobody remembers how you start, right? It's all about how you finish and how you go through this next 19-game stretch and getting yourself ready for that playoff push. And that's what we did on Monday. We got back outside. We worked on some things defensively. You know, Coach Lottie Nicolai had the next set of pitchers in the bullpen. So, you know, we're in a good spot, and we'll go to North St. Paul's in conference play, and you know, looking to get the W.
The Raiders did take a 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning against Park on Alex Hendrickson's first home run of the season. It was a towering shot into the trees over the right field fence.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and for Al Hendrickson, you know, coming off of last year, he's a baseball guy. You know, I think he maybe thought he could have done a little bit better than what he did last year. So to kind of see him go game one, second at bat, and, you know, gets into one. So hopefully that's all signs for the next 19 games and counting. So good for him. Jump started us. And like I said, we just couldn't keep that momentum going to the bottom of the fourth. But, you know, our bats will come alive. I mean, there's no doubt. We're definitely an offensive team. We got guys, you know, from top to bottom that can drive baseballs. We see it every day in practice. So it's just a matter of time before they all start connecting. And they will. You know, those quirky left-handers, man, the two-pitch mix, you know, high 70 fastball with this little Mickey Mouse curveball that just always throws these guys off, myself included back in the day.
The Raiders are eager to bounce back into Metro East Conference play in the conference opener at Kunkel Field in North St. Paul against the Polars. It's a great place to play, and the teams get along very well.
First of all, yeah, it's a pretty cool place to play. I mean, they got a really nice press box. It's funny because there's a guy that every time you go up there, since you've been gone for the last couple of years, he keeps asking me about you, so I'm sure he's going to be happy to see you on Wednesday. But regardless, but yeah, nice little field. Jason Lund's the head coach over there. He came into the conference the same year I did, so he's going on year three. And anything over in that area, you know, numbers can be tough and challenging at times. And, you know, I think Jason does a nice job. You know, I know 2 years in year one, he had Sam Novak. You know, he was the Metro East Player of the Year, you know, on the mound, currently at the Gophers. So he was able to get them, you know, in the W column quite often when he started. The last couple of years, they don't have the numbers, but he tries to roll out the best line if he can and get the best out of his kids. So we're expecting them to maybe small ball us a little bit and get some guys on and move them around. And again, you know, we'll worry about ourselves and see what happens there.
Raiders at the Polars, Wednesday at 4:30, right here on KDWA.